Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
What's going on, listeners? Today is Free Ride Friday, so make sure you hang on to today's episode so you can hear who won this week's free ride. Every Friday, we do a random draw with everybody who's left us a rating and review on iTunes. And somebody wins a lifetime membership to the $100 MBA. That's over 180 video lessons, interviews with experts, workbooks, our private Facebook community, a whole lot more. And it's our way to say thank you every single week to you for listening to the $100 MBA show and leaving us some love on iTunes. So if you want to win, just leave us a review and you too can win a free ride. We announce it every Friday. All right, guys, let's jump into today's episode. Hey-o! Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, the business podcast that knows that you need to know what to do to get what you want with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. Make sure you check out our free guides, our free full video course on idea validation over at 100mba.net. We want to see you get started and rock it with your business. In today's episode, you will learn how to easily read 50 books a year. I'm going to give you my formula. This is exactly what I do in order for me to read as many books as I can. I've read over 50 books in the past year. And that's not by chance, it's not because I have all this free time, it's because I use this system that I'm going to share with you today. I'm a big proponent of books and reading. I don't know many successful entrepreneurs that don't read. And much of the conversations I have with other successful entrepreneurs are book recommendations. Hey, have you read this book? This is a great book, you should read this. Sometimes we send each other books in the mail as a surprise gift. But if you're struggling to get through books, to read the books that you want to read, you know you got to do it, but you don't have a system, this episode's going to rock your world. It's going to really help you out. I can't wait to get into it, guys. So let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is brought to you by Hired. Hired is the world's most intelligent talent matching platform for full-time and contract technology talent actively looking for their next opportunity. Hired helps you connect quickly and meaningfully with qualified talent, more affordably than traditional agencies, and more effectively than social networking sites and job boards. You see, they combine cutting-edge data science and a personal touch to get you the right talent from 17 cities around the world, offering you global reach and local expertise. Whether you're a founder, hiring manager, an HR leader, Hired can help you source the right talent. 75% of job offers made to Hired candidates are accepted. And listeners of the $100 MBA Show can try Hired for free by going to hired.com/MBA and enjoy $2,000 in credit on your first hire. Again, that's hired.com/MBA. So you may have noticed that I read a lot of books. I do a must-read episode on this show every 2 weeks, so I have to read at least 26 books a year. Well, in fact, I have to read more because not every book I read is a must-read. Now, it doesn't mean that the books that I read that are not that great are a waste of time. I definitely get something out of it. I definitely learn something out of it. But I like to share with you the best of the best books. Regardless, I think reading is a fundamental habit you have to build if you want to be successful. It's not only about the knowledge that you're getting from the books. You're also learning how to communicate ideas properly. Well-written books and well-written authors can really help you form your own ideas. It also helps you question things that you think were the rule, were standard. Makes you more of a critical thinker. But I know what you're thinking. I don't have time to read all these books you're talking about. I'm trying to run a business, trying to build a business. I might be doing it with a job. I have family obligations. I have personal obligations. I got to get to the gym. I completely get it. Trust me, I get it. I'm busy too. And I wouldn't be sharing this formula with you if it didn't work for busy people. So I'm going to give you my formula, how I'm able to read so many books. It's actually pretty simple. Now, this formula, this practice can work regardless if you use physical books, if you like to read physical books, whether paperback or hardcover, or you like to use a reader or like something like a Kindle. I have to say, full disclosure, I love the Kindle. I think the Kindle is one of the best purchases I've made this past year. It's just an easy way to get through a lot of books, and it's with you everywhere. It's so small, you can travel with it easily. I can have 100 books with me, and it's feather light, so I love that. If you're trying to get into a reading habit and you're just having a hard time reading physical books, I don't know. I would recommend trying out the Kindle. I tried it out. A friend of mine, Jason, was using it on vacation. We were on vacation together. I saw it. I started reading a few pages on it. I was like, this is really comfortable. I really love it. So we got it, and I've loved it ever since. Now, I know this is a tangent, and you know Kindle's not sponsoring this episode or anything like that, but I really believe that it makes things a lot easier and you can read a lot faster because of the convenience of it. But today's formula will work regardless of what you use, physical books or a Kindle or an iPad or whatever you'd like to use. All right, it's all about time delegation. Now, what I mean by that is that obviously you're going to have to delegate time for you to read, to get through books. But you have to always tie that time or that time of day when you do something you always do, because your schedule is going to change. Some days you're going to be traveling, some days you're going to be at home, some days you're going to be doing something else. So what I like to do is choose two times that are tied to things I do no matter where I am. So the first time I dedicate is in the morning while I eat my breakfast. So regardless if I'm at home, I'm at a conference, I'm away on break, I'm visiting family, whatever it is, you're going to eat breakfast. Breakfast is something that we all do in the morning, or at least I do. So I dedicate 30 to 40 minutes, but 30 minutes should be enough. 30 solid minutes of reading while you're eating breakfast. So no matter where I'm going, I'm always going to hit that target, 30 minutes a day. Now you might be asking, hey, should I do this every day? What about weekends? Well, 30 minutes is not long. You're eating breakfast anyway. Personally, I like to have a quiet morning. It takes me a while to wake up. This is just my personal habit. Just I don't know why my body's just like that. So I would recommend being consistent. Just do it every day. 30 minutes is great. The other time period I do is 30 minutes before bed, or in bed, I should say. We're all going to go to bed, fall asleep at some point. Now, this is going to be a little bit more difficult because when you're in bed, some days you're really exhausted and you're not going to be able to do 30 minutes. You might be doing 20 minutes, but I aim for 30 minutes. Try to do 30 minutes before you go to bed and you read for 30 minutes. You're going to sleep no matter where you are in the world. Doesn't matter if you're on a plane or you're at home or wherever you are, 30 minutes before falling asleep in bed. And it's good to have these cues, breakfast and bed, you know, like, so when I'm having my breakfast, I know that I'm going to be reading. When I'm in my bed, ready to fall asleep, I read to kind of ease my mind, get my mind off things. So right there, I'm spending an hour reading every day. And it's time really well spent. Why? Because it takes 6 to 7 hours to finish reading an average book if you're reading at average speed. And one of the cool things about Kindle, it actually knows how long it takes you to read a book. So they average how much time it takes to finish the book. It says, like, you know, 3 hours to go because it learns how long it takes you to flip pages. That's pretty cool. So that means you're going to read at least a book a week. And there's 52 weeks in the year, so you're going to get at least 50 books done. You can have 2 weeks off if you like. But the funny thing is, personally, when I'm on break, when I'm on vacation, I love to read. I love just sitting, whether it's on the beach or on a balcony or even in bed, and just read as much as I can, catch up on those books that I've been meaning to read. So for me, when I'm on vacation, I actually get more reading done. But you can easily knock out 50 books a year by just dedicating 30 minutes in the morning, 30 minutes at bed every single day. I mean, think about it. Think about how much you're going to learn by reading 50 books a year. Now, this is not even counting any other reading you do. So you might, you know, take your Kindle or your book with you on a trip. You're on a plane, you pull it out, you read a few pages. You might be waiting at the doctor's office or something, and you're reading your book or reading off your phone or whatever it is. So we're just saying bare minimum, 50 books. I love this formula because it's simple. It's easy. And when things are simple, they're easy to implement. And the rewards are astounding. I think 50 books a year is fantastic. You're going to gain so much perspective. You're going to learn so much about how to write well. You're going to learn so much about the different authors. And you're just going to be more of an interesting person. You'll know more. You'll have more to talk about. You'll have more to share. Or at least that's what I've gained from reading 50 books a year. Guys, I got more on today's topic, but before that, let me give love to today's sponsor, Weebly. Guys, I'm not a professional designer, but I created a fantastic looking website using Weebly. Just go to omarzenholm.weebly.com and you'll take a look at the website I created in less than 30 minutes. I've been meaning to create my own personal website with my name for some time, but I've been putting it off because I was like, oh, this is going to take so much time to get it created and designed and coded. But with Weebly, they make it super, super simple with their drag and drop interface. And if you look at my site, it looks so pro. You see, Weebly was created for people with the courage to start their own business, like you and I. And they know when you start your own business, you gotta look pro, but you gotta keep costs low. So with Weebly, you don't need a web designer, you don't need to know how to code, and you have a beautiful looking website, blog, or online store really quickly. I was super impressed when I used it, how simple it was, and how brilliant it ended up looking. So stop putting off getting your website ready and getting it up there in front of the world. Launch a great looking website at Weebly. And by the way, Weebly includes everything from their domain services to customer support. It looks great and is headache free. Just go to Weebly.com/MBA and join 30 million people who are already dreaming big with Weebly. You can get started for free today. Just go to Weebly.com/MBA. To wrap up today's lesson, I want to share something with you. I wasn't always an avid reader. I don't think I read that many books growing up. I mean, my mom made me read books, you know, go to the library, read books, book reports, things like that. I don't think I really got into reading books until I was maybe in my early 20s. So you might say to yourself, I don't really enjoy reading, or reading is just boring for me. Maybe you're just not reading the right things. That's what I discovered. I think I wasn't reading things that interest me. Then I started reading books that really were interesting and they were really fun. And one author led me to another, and I just really started to fall in love with reading. So I just want to throw that out there. You might be telling yourself a story by saying, hey, you know, I'm just not a good reader. I'm not a reader, or something like that. You are whatever you want to make yourself. Just find something that interests you. I'm sure you're interested in your business and the niche of your business. Find books that excite you about that and get the ball rolling. All right, guys, I hope you love today's lesson, but today's episode is not over because it's Free Ride Friday. I got to give away a lifetime membership to the $100 MBA. We do a weekly random draw with everybody who's left us an iTunes rating and review. Let's see who won this week's free ride. And the winner is Azawa from Japan. Azawa from Japan says, great podcast. Omar is a great teacher. I always learn a lot from him. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Azawa, all the way from Japan. Please spread the word in Japan about us. Your mission is to email us at support@businessrepublic.net so we can hook you up with a lifetime membership of the $100 MBA training and community. Guys, every Friday we do this. Just leave us an iTunes rating and a review, and you too can win a free ride. All right, guys, that wraps up today's episode. I hope you loved it. Tomorrow we got Q&A weekends where we answer listener questions. We got a question about how podcasting has changed. Is it still a viable content marketing platform? And then on Sunday, we've got a question that says, no one I know gets what I'm trying to do. How can I meet new business friends? We'll get into that in Q&A weekends, and make sure you hit subscribe. But before I go, I want to leave you with this. Listen, if you start this habit and for some reason you skip a day, you don't read at night, but you read in the morning, don't be so hard on yourself. It's okay. Just pick up the pieces, go tomorrow, and try your best tomorrow. Even if you read 5 days a week and not 7 days a week, you're going to get through a lot of books in a year. More than what you're doing now. That's an assumption, but you know, for most people, it'll be more than what they're doing now. So just keep that in mind. Don't be so hard on yourself. Just get the ball rolling and just get more reading done using this system. All right, guys, I'll check you tomorrow. See you then. Take care.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.